Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mark Abrams. Here's what's happening. Two SEPTA workers have died from the coronavirus. Transit Workers Local 234 President Willie Brown tells KYW News Radio one worked at the South Philadelphia Depot, the other a worker at the Elmwood Trolley Depot in Southwest Philadelphia. They are the first two SEPTA deaths related to COVID-19. The transit union says they now have 46 workers who have tested positive for the virus. Well, the mayor has announced the death of a Philadelphia police officer who died of COVID-19. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains, he is the first city employee to die of the virus, but not the first police officer to contract it.
Lieutenant James Walker, who worked in the department's traffic unit, died at Abington Hospital. He was a 33-year vet and was hailed a hero by Mayor Jim Kenney at the daily press conference.
We're unsure where and how Lieutenant Walker contacted the virus, but we will continue to do all that we can to protect the other men and women serving on the front lines.
City officials will not say how many police officers have tested positive for the virus. Managing Director Brian Abernathy says they feel comfortable with the number of cops on the street.
We don't see any real benefit to divulging exactly how many officers or firefighters were infected or how many are quarantined until unless impacts our call levels, which it hasn't at this point.
Sources confirm at least four homicide detectives have also tested positive. All are with the Special Investigations Unit, and all are stable. Clinical tests on humans begin today in Philadelphia on a possible coronavirus vaccine. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The first doses of a possible COVID-19 vaccine are being administered to healthy human volunteers at Penn Medicine's Perelman School. The drug, developed by Inovio Pharmaceuticals of Plymouth Meeting, will be tested on people at two sites, says company CEO Dr. J. Joseph Kim.
We're in the process of recruiting those 40 volunteers between Philadelphia and Kansas City.
Participants will get two doses of the drug known as INO-4800, the second dose coming 4 weeks after the first.
Kim says the object of the phase one trial is to make sure the drug doesn't cause any harmful side effects. It's expected that any vaccine won't be available for at least a year. Executives from the five southeastern Pennsylvania counties, including Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney, have sent a letter to Governor Wolf asking to centralize a system that would help balance the load for hospitals across the state. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Montgomery County Commissioner Val Arco says the stay-at-home orders, a surge capacity site they hope to announce later this week, and a request to the governor's office for hospital load sharing is all intertwined.
The first step in this is staying at home. That is the most important thing that anybody can do, is to stay home.
The second part, the surge capacity site will offer about 50 hospital beds, and while it will be in Montgomery County, Dr. Arco says it will serve the region, and she says the load balancing would centralize the system to see what hospitals have beds or ventilators and what hospitals need them.
So that if we do sadly get overwhelmed here in southeastern PA, that hospitals near us would be willing to take a few patients.
Arcouche says that would help ensure every Pennsylvanian who needs a bed or a ventilator would have one, but Arcouche says it only works if people continue to stay home and social distance. As New Jersey marks a tragic milestone, Governor Murphy says there are indications that social distancing is beginning to make a difference. The death toll stands at 1,003, with more than 41,000 total confirmed cases. At his daily briefing, Governor Murphy says the peak in the number of cases could come in late April or early May. He says the daily growth in new cases has gone from 24% a week ago to 12% now.
The overall curve that we fit into the data is beginning, and I say beginning, and I use that word again cautiously, beginning to flatten.
Murphy says that is a sign that social distancing is having an effect.
While we are not anywhere close to being out of the woods as of yet, we are clearly on the right path to get there.
But he says it would be several weeks at least before the state could think about relaxing social distancing rules. That's the All Local. I'm Mark Abrams. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.